Yeah, it's already on, I think.
It's already on?
Θα κάνουμε σαν υπερπούλτσι και σαν τσίκια ο Μιεπρέο του Κφολούαν.
Really wonderful to see you all this morning. Just want to again say thank you. Nelson, for the privilege to be able to share the word. Really wonderful to be here with you. To be in this beautiful city. And to meet all your beautiful people.
Ary mahita ireto olona mahafinaritra be dia be ireto.
So let's pray together.
Andao tsika hiaraka hivavaka ary.
Yeah, Lord Jesus.
Tompo Jesosy io.
It's all about you.
Ianao no resahana.
We want to thank you, Lord.
Dia hisaotra anao izay Tompo.
That there is no end to your love for us.
Satria tsy misy fiafarany ny fitiavanao anay.
That not only can we not measure your love. How much more greater is your grace and your mercy towards us, Lord? Lord, I thank you that you have given us your word. You have given us your Holy Spirit. You've given us leaders. You've given us the local church. You've given us godly brothers and sisters. All as your agents. To grow us. To mature us. Until we attain. The fullness and the stature of Christ. May you be glorified, Lord. May this city be better off, Lord. Because of what has been preached this week. To the glory of your wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
You're all there in Hebrews 1. Good.
Yeah.
So look up to me. Do you know what a shadow is? Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, someone needs to help Tanteraka. So can I physically hold the shadow?
We afaka kasia, we afaka tazum, we nyalk.
No.
Tia.
But a shadow shows me something of the real thing.
Fanefa nyalka manewa na kun savata tena is.
Amen.
Amen.
There's quite a bit I can learn from a shadow.
We mi savata le be afaka yenara kofi amzano we alka zan.
When I look at a shadow, I can see this is a man. I can see this is a dog. I can see this is a house. Amen.
Amen.
I can see it's a chair. So I can see quite a lot from a shadow.
Amen.
Amen. Until I see the real thing.
Amen.
Amen.
So if I show you a shadow,
then of a hamburger. Fantastic, we eat in the hamburger, isn't it?
Yeah. If I show you, what do you want, a shadow of a hamburger or the real thing?
Inona tianao, omena aloka na hamburger ianao sa le tena hamburger?
The real thing, eh?
Le tena izy, eh?
You see, and that's exactly.
De hitanao, zay mihitsy.
How we should look at the Old and the New Testaments.
Ny tongony ny fomba fijerintsika, ny testamenta taloha sy ny testamenta vaovao.
You see, the Old Testament is like a shadow.
Hitanao ny testamenta taloha dia tahaka ny aloka.
Of Jesus.
Aloka Jesus.
And the New Testament is like the real thing.
Dia ao ny testamenta vaovao a, ao ny misy an'ilay tena izy.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the Old Testament, I learned a lot about Jesus.
Kao am testamenta taloha mianatra be dia be mihitsy aho momba Jesus.
I learned a lot about God's heart.
Mianatra momba fon'Andriamanitra.
I understand how God works.
Azoko tsara hoe ny ona fomba fiasan'Andriamanitra.
And in the New Testament,
dia ny testamenta vaovao,
I now see God in the flesh.
Dia hitako ilay Andriamanitra amin'ny nofo.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, someone once said,
tanao misy olona anankiray miteny indray mandeha hoe,
this is what we should do.
Hoe izao ny zavatra tokony ataontsika.
If you had to take a needle,
raha ohatra ka tokony andray fanjaitra ianao,
with a piece of thread,
miaraka amina tady,
let's make it a golden thread,
no ataontsika hoe volamena ilay tady miaraka aminy,
and I'd put it right through the whole Bible,
dia apetra dia ampidiriko mandalo ny baiboly rehetrarehetra ilay izy,
and every page I open up,
dia ny pejy rehetra izay sokafako,
I see a piece of the thread.
Dia hitako a misy amin'kambon'ilay tady.
Amen.
Amen.
That is how we should look in our Bibles.
Dia ohatran'izay ny tokony fomba fijerintsika n'ilay baibolintsika.
For Jesus.
Momba n'i Jesosy.
Because he is the thread on every page of the Bible.
Satria izy ilay tady a afaka manoy a ny ao amin'ny baiboly.
Every page is pointing towards Christ.
Ny pejy rehetrarehetra ao anatin'ny izy dia manondro antsika.
It's showing us something of Christ.
Manondro antsika zavatra momba ny Kristy.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's read in Hebrews.
Now, if I can't get one Hebrew,
you can read from verse 1 to 4.
Okay. And in voluan katam fa efat. Refa naptenen na deman sa tam raza na fa yin. Npam nanta mnyan samyafa. Sfano samyafa dia am zawan faran izaukusanu naptenen na tam tsikyan zanan. Izay voaten shupanduvan zabataret. Iz nuhari darina zo tulzau. Izy koa no famirapiratany voninahiny sy endriky ny tenany indrindra ary miazona ny zavatra rehetra ao amin'ny herin'ny tenany. Ary rehefa nanao fanadiovana afaka ny fahotana izy dia nipetraka teo an-tanana ankavanana lehibe any amin'ny avo ka natao tsara noho ny anjely araka ny nandovany anarana tsara noho ireny.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's see what is the writer trying to tell us here.
Ndao jeretsika hoe inona ny zavatra tiany mpanoratra horesahana eto.
He says in the past.
Dia hoy izy hoe tamin'ny taloha tamin'ny fahiny.
When was the past?
Vina moa izay fahiny izay.
That was the time before Jesus came.
Izay ilay fotoana talohany nahatongavan'i Jesosy.
He says God spoke.
Dia hoy izy hoe niteny Andriamanitra.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you know?
Fantatrao ve hoe
that you serve a God who speaks.
Hoe ianao manompo Andriamanitra izay miteny.
Amen.
Amen.
God is not some little wooden idol.
Ary Andriamanitra tsy tsakany hoe kakazo kely a, kakazo kely eny.
Or some man-made image.
Na hoe zavatra no namboarin'olombelona.
That has no life.
Izay tsy misy fiainana.
Like the prophet Jesus.
Ohatrany hoe ilay anianin'ny mpaminany.
He says you take a cut a tree.
Hoy izy hoe manapaka hazo nareo a.
You take a piece of wood.
Dia maka kakazo amin'ny izy.
Half of the wood you cut.
Dia tapahanareo misasaka ilay hazo a.
And you make your fire.
Dia amboarinareo ilay afonareo a.
And you cook your food.
Dia andrahoanareo amin'iny ilay sakafonareo.
And then you take the other half of the tree.
Dia alainareo indray ilay tapany amin'ilay hazo a.
And you chop it up.
Dia amboarinareo ilay izy.
And you make a nice little wooden statue.
Dia manamboatra sary vongana avy amin'ny hazo nareo a.
And now you start worshiping this wooden statue.
Dia lasa manompo an'iny kakazo kely iny.
Amen.
Zay ve?
How silly is that?
Tena adaladala be mihitsy.
Can that idol speak?
Afaka miteny ve ny sampy?
Can that idol hear?
Afaka maheno ve ny sampy?
Can that idol even walk?
Afaka mandeha ve ny sampy?
Never!
Tsy anao an'izany mihitsy.
No, friends, we serve a God. Who is alive? Who is living? Who speaks? Who listens to our requests? Who's active in our lives? He's not some God out there somewhere. And when we pray, we just throw some phrases up. And hope he hears us. No. We serve a God who speaks. Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening to him?
You know him behind us.
Amen.
Amen.
He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through our leaders. He speaks to us through godly men and women. Can you hear God speak?
Amen.
Amen. So he spoke to our forefathers through the prophets.
Many
times. In many ways. But in these last days, as Jesus was revealed, he speaks to us through Jesus Christ. Who is the exact representation? He's the exact imprint of the Father. Like Kim so wonderfully told us last night. We can easily just read the Old
Testament
and think God is an angry God. He's out there to get me. So I better walk carefully. Yes? Is that the God you serve? Waiting with his lightning bolt. Just for you to step out of line so I can throw you with the lightning bolt. Amen. No, my friends. We must. This is why Jesus came in the flesh. To show us the nature. The character, the heart of God for all mankind. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you do not know God, if you're outside of Jesus, then he is an angry God. Then you're in trouble. But the moment we come into Christ, he's not any more God. He becomes, as Jesus says, our Heavenly Father. Have you thought about that? That Jesus says, God is as much a father to him.
And the mantra, the rai was.
As it is to you and me.
The takan zaikua, rai wano suab.
Amen.
Amen.
How amazing is that? This God who made the heaven and the earth.
Layan the mantra na nur na tas lunch.
This God who parts seas.
Layan the mantra na mbu.
Open the sea for
Moses.
This God who sends fire from heaven. This God who raised children from the dead. This God who spoke through the prophets. He is now our Father.
The easiest of Don Zawa, like right.
Amen.
Amen.
So what is it like for a child and a father? My children, I've got three. How do I treat them? Well, before you can come to me, You must first make an appointment. And it must be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you must put on a very nice dress. Or a nice suit. And then they must walk slowly towards me. And maybe if I'm in a good mood, we can quickly talk. Is that the way it is? And then I would be the worst father in the world, eh?
Right, say that then a son faran rats and dreams, I'm right on so to so.
No.
Ah.
My children just come and run into my presence.
Sana kware for my itana de meza kaza ka natunana.
They just want to stay there close to me.
Then a day to eat some man did not have fun as
well. And I hold them.
The sap mami.
And I tell them how much I love them.
Then in conserve it at neon of Tiago.
And I tell them what great children they are.
Then in conserve it in a sana kama fnatra.
Amen. How much more should we not approach our Heavenly Father?
Amen.
Amen. Do you know that God is interested in your life? God doesn't make mistakes.
And the man just this one.
To say, okay, you know, I've got some clay left. It's Friday. This clay will be hard by Monday. And he plays with the clay. Oh, this looks like a person.
Ah, what's new?
Let's call him Robin.
No, it's a Robin, please.
No.
Ah.
No, God looked at this world.
Where are you?
He says, this world needs a Nelson.
The was his way.
A Tanterka.
Mila Tanterak.
A Robin.
Mila Robin.
A Vaughan.
Mila Vaughan.
A Brahm.
Mila Brahm.
And then he goes and he makes you.
Then
he shapes you.
He places you in a time like this.
He's got great plans for you.
Manana plana tsara wanao.
A great future for you.
Manana waf tsara wanao.
To do great things in and through you.
Arano savata tsara ao aminao sy avy amin'ny alalanao.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you think it's by chance that you just arrived here in Madagascar?
Ianao ve mieritreritra sendra na tonga anao eto Madagascar?
No, no, my friends.
Ah, arana man.
God determines the time and the place where you will be born. It's not by chance that you are here. It's because God loves this city. Because God loves this country. That he has put you here for a time like this. So you could reveal Jesus to this city. So you can reveal Jesus to this world. Amen. You see, now the series that we're busy with. We are trying to show you how magnificent is the death of Christ.
Wait in a matter lands and attack me a honor, Zan Fafatisani Christi.
How magnificent was this work of the cross?
We matter lands and attack me a honor, Zanyasa Teonias with a little Zan.
And today I want to highlight some things from the Old Testament.
Ariam Guanapte, Apiari Alliance, Savatom Testament at Alu.
To show you that those are not just some stuff that happened. But it was shadows. Shadows of Jesus. That pointed to what Jesus would look like when he came.
Zai anewe takne onza Jesus zani arefa utu.
And how he would be the perfect sacrifice.
Tewe takne ona ne atunga nazlewe fanatra tateraka na suru na tateraka.
The perfect substitute.
Like sul tuerana tunga lafat.
For you and me.
Wanatswa nao.
Amen.
Amen.
So have you seen a shadow?
You know me fana ita alko.
Let me show you some shadows.
Aneo alko nao fits fitsi alko.
You see, the Old Testament system, we see them sacrificing lots of animals. They are killing animals all the time and sacrificing them. All the blood, all the smoke, all the people, the Levites, the priests, was there to show us a picture of what it will look like when Jesus will be sacrificed for us. The Lamb of God, who would take away the sins of the world. The perfect sacrifice for all of us. Amen.
Amen.
You see, these sacrifices was only a temporary offering. And atonement for sin. You see, as we said yesterday, the wages or the penalty for sin is death. And because of our sins, we should have died. You see, the Israelites should have died for their sins. Because God said the wages of sin is death. But God graciously allowed the death of an animal as a substitute in the place of man so that man could carry on living. What did he try to show us? Why all this killing? Well, here's two reasons. It's first to show us something has to die for someone to live. Now here the animals was dying for the man or the woman to live. Remember, which was a shadow of how Jesus the Lamb would die so that you and I can live. Amen.
Amen.
But the problem is another point.
The mistake gonna cry.
Why all this death? Why all this killing? To show us the seriousness of sin. If anything, the laws of the Old Testament shows us the holiness of God. God is a holy God. Amen.
Amen.
And as Peter writes, God is holy. He's calling us to be holy like he is holy. So how do I know whether I am growing, maturing in God? You are growing in your desire to be a holy person. You're growing in a desire to live a godly life. Amen.
Amen.
You see, God is so holy that you cannot just come into the presence of God without a covering. Amen.
Amen.
That is why God,
zany antony natonga an'Andriamanitra,
in the garden,
tao amin'nysa,
as Kim told us yesterday, Genesis 3,
tahaka andresahany tima tamimaly aho amin'ny Genesis toko fahatelo,
after Adam and Eve sinned,
taorinany nanotany Adama sy Eva,
what did he do?
Inona zavatra nataony? Shed the blood.
He shed the blood.
Nandatsaka raha izy.
And then he covered them.
Then saronany
zareo. With those animal skins.
Saronany tamina hoditra biby.
Amen.
Amen.
And those animal skins was what?
They natao tamin'ireo asa hoditra ireo.
It was a picture.
Efa sarisahady.
It was a shadow.
Alka le izy.
Of how we will be one day covered.
Alka hoe ohatrany ahoana ny fomba hanaronana antsika indray androany.
By the righteous robes of Jesus Christ.
Amin'ilay fanaronany fahamarinan'i Jesosy Kristy.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I used the example.
Fantatrareo nampiasa ohatra ako a.
Do we have a white cloth here?
Manana lamba fotsy ve tsika?
Someone can give us just a white cloth.
Misy afaka manome lamba ve? Lamba.
Anyone?
Si.
Yes, right.
It's a mitzvah, madam. It's. That's fine.
I'm going to give it back, eh?
Afir, please, yeah.
I see she's very scared to give it to me.
You don't wait in a small matter, she's not very last.
I have eaten this morning, eh? Imagine this hand. But it's got sores on. Sores like blisters and sickness. It's ugly. You see, friends, sin has made us ugly. It makes us dirty. It makes us sick. Amen.
Amen.
Only one guy believes it.
Anakrayan
namal. You see, so what happens
is
the moment I come to Christ, God washes me clean with the blood of Jesus. And if this is who I was, then he puts this covering over me. Amen.
Amen.
He used to be this. This is what you look like to God now.
Amen.
Amen. You see, God comes and he covers you with the robes of Christ. So now when he looks at you, he doesn't look well, but you are that person. No, he sees you like this now.
Forward son fightane now.
That you are righteous in Christ.
We know the marno Christia.
Amen.
Amen.
You know there was the story.
Danao Mr. Tarana Kretia.
Of this man.
Analelana Kray.
He had a daughter.
Zenana Zanaka Vav.
And his daughter always liked to play outside.
The Zanaka Zanam Vavia team Lalao in Vila.
Play with the boys.
Yaram Lalawam Sazala.
And she was always dirty.
There is not loot fun.
And full of mud.
They fell fook.
And all of these things.
They fell savataritarit.
And then one day.
The giant.
She was about to get married.
The way if a human and then a baddies.
And on her marriage day.
They
put on, she put on this beautiful dress. Amen.
Amen.
Have you seen a bride? Does a bride look beautiful? And as she is in this beautiful dress, in comes the brothers.
Sorry?
The brothers came into the room.
They
They said, come, let's go pray just once more.
There was Israel and Daniel, don't
they? Before you get married. You know what she said?
The one was Israel and Daniel,
I can't. You know why? Because I will make this beautiful white dress. I will make it dirty. Amen.
Amen.
And that is why, friends, That is what Christ did for us.
Zay zavatra naton Kristy atsika.
He made us beautiful.
Natonga tsika ho mafatifaty izy ho mafinaritra.
So beautiful.
Tena mafinaritra ny be mihitsy.
That we don't want to play with the world anymore.
Ka isika lasa tsy te hilalao hiaraka amin'izao tontolo izao intsony.
So that we can make dirty this beautiful dress that he's put on for us.
Raha izany dia lasa lototsika ilay akanjo mafinaritra izay nataony ho antsika.
Amen.
Amen.
So just before you think that this was easy, I'm talking about the sacrificing these animals.
Resaka momba ilay hoe fanaovana sorona karazam-biby isan-karazany aby.
We must not think that you gave them God your bad animals.
Tokony ho eritreretinao hoe tsy ilay biby ratsiratsy akory nomenao an'Andriamanitra.
Like I say, you know, the donkey with the wooden leg.
Tsy ilay apondra miaraka amina tongotra miaraka amin'ny hazo kakazo.
And the glass eye.
Dia miaraka amin'ny maso mivongana.
So that ugly donkey.
Dia iny ilay apondra ilay ratsy kely iny.
You didn't want that anyway.
Ary na ianao raha tsy mila n'iny apondra iny koriny.
You gave that to God.
Tsy hoe iny nomenao an'Andriamanitra any.
No, my friends.
Tsy izay ry nama.
You gave your best.
Zay tsara indrindra avy aminao tsy maintsy omenao.
You gave the firstborn.
Omenao n'ilay teraka voalohany.
The best from your flocks.
Lay tsara indrindra avy ao amin'ny valanao.
Again, a picture.
Zay maneho sary anankiray.
A shadow.
Aloka anankiray.
Of how God would give us his best one day.
Hoe ohatrany ahoana no nanomezan'Andriamanitra ny tsara indrindra avy aminy.
Jesus Christ.
Jesosy Kristy.
The perfect unblemished lamb.
Lay zanak'ondry tsy misy kilema.
Amen.
Amen.
Now why all this blood?
Inona raha ny anton'ireny karazana raha isan-karazany ireny?
Have you read in the Bible?
Tsy efa namaky ve anao tao amin'ny Baiboly hoe?
It's just blood everywhere.
Misy karazana raha foana andresahanao amin'ny rehetrarehetra ao anatin'izay hitanao.
Have you read it?
Tsy efa namaky ve anao?
Just blood and blood.
Raha dia raha.
Because the life of the creature.
Satria ny fiainan'ny voary.
Is in the blood.
Dia ao amin'ny rano.
Which means blood had to be shed.
Zay midika hoe ny raha dia tsy maintsy omena.
To prove that life has been taken.
Mba anaprofona hoe misy fiainana no nalaina tao.
And that sin has been paid for.
Hoe nanovola ny fahotana.
Do you understand that?
Voalohany fahotana. Azonao tsara ve?
So sin is so serious.
Hoe tena zavatra maritra be mihitsy ilay resaka fahotana.
And God is so holy.
Ary Andriamanitra dia tena masina indrindra.
That someone needs to die.
Ka tena hoe ilana ny fahafatesan'ny olona anankiray.
To pay for those sins.
Mba andoavana an'ireo fahotana reo.
So that someone can live.
Mba hahatonga ny olona anankiray hafa ho velona.
Amen.
Amen.
But those sacrifices.
Fa reo sareo sorona ireo.
Were only an annual reminder of sins.
De fampatsahivana fotsiny a ny fahotantsika.
Because it's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats.
Satria tsy ho possible mihitsy a ny ranony osy ny ondry.
To take away our sins.
Akana ny fahotantsika.
Amen.
Amen.
For the problem with this was that the blood of animals couldn't pay your sins.
Ary ny olana tao anatin'ilay izy a dia ny ranony biby a tsy afaka andoavana ny fahotantsika.
You see, it was in God's grace.
Fa hitanao hoe ao amin'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra.
Then he gave us the sacrificial system.
Dia nomeny antsika ilay fombafomba fanao ao amin'ny sorona.
As a temporary solution.
Mba ho vaholana fotsiny mandra-paha.
Until Christ could come.
Mandra-paha tongavan'i Kristy.
Because it wasn't the animals who sinned against God.
Satria tsy ny biby no nanota teo anatrehan'Andriamanitra.
Who sinned against God?
Iza no nanota teo anatrehan'Andriamanitra?
Adam and Eve.
Adama sy Eva.
Amen.
Amen.
So it wasn't the animals.
Katsin biby a.
So still the animals was just a temporary solution.
Ka anatin'izay a ny biby a dia vaholana mandra-paha fotsiny.
You see, because sin came, as we said yesterday, through the perfect man.
Dia tamin'ny resana tamaly a dia hoe tonga ny fahotana, niditra ny fahotana tamin'ny alalan'ny lehilahy anankiray tanteraka.
Before Adam fell, he was made perfect by God.
Talohan'ny nahalavo any Adama dia tanteraka izy teo anatrehan'Andriamanitra.
Amen. There was no sin in him.
Tsy nisy fahotana aloha tao aminy.
And then he was deceived.
Dia teo izy a voafitaka.
And then he fell.
Dia lavo.
And all mankind fell with him.
Dia ny taranak'olombelona rehetrarehetra dia lavo niaraka taminy koa.
Which means it couldn't be an animal that takes away or fixes the problem.
Dem dik saiwetsini rambi piano afaka amanyulan.
It required a perfect man without a sinful nature.
Famtadia lelana kraita teraka zetsimis fautana awam.
To take away our sins.
Bafana makani fautatsik.
Okay, now let me explain this to you.
Dea felawa kana safam narobe be kuonde is.
Think about you owe someone money.
E teretwe anana nulla vule nao.
I go to someone, I say, Vaughn.
Mande amnulla na kraya koe, Vaughn.
Can I loan some money from you?
We afaka mama nidra kula vya mnao ave.
Now Vaughn is quite a difficult guy.
Te Vaughn ulla suma sarutin rutin zay.
Not really, but
stena zay
for the story, yes.
Pam tita tardidia, totsike we, yes, sarutin is.
And he says, okay, you can loan money.
But
you need to pay interest.
Amen.
Amen. Now I go, I take the money.
I start my
business. I'm selling some things. But I just make enough money to pay the interest. And I'm paying the interest. But what's the problem? I can't pay back the capital, eh? And in the same way, these animals could sort of just sort out the interest.
Le bibrena de otrinoe karazana fandoavana tombony fotsiny lay
tombony. The massive debt remained outstanding between us and God.
Fa lay renimbola lay renitrosa mbola eo amintsika sy Andriamanitra foana.
Here's another example.
De tiko misy ohatra anankiray.
Let's say you earn 10,000 ariary a week.
Noe lesan no tenenina hoe mahazo ray alina ianao isan-kerinandro.
But your expenses
fandaninao nefa
is 100,000 ariary.
Ray etsy ariary.
Okay.
Azava.
How well is it going to go for you?
Ohatrany ahoana ny fomba fiasan'izay aminareo?
You're in trouble.
Tena misy olana be mihitsy iatrehanao anatin'izay.
Because no matter how much you earn the 10,000 ariary every week,
hoe isan-kerinandro ianao mahazo ray alina,
week after week you're falling behind.
De anatiny isan-kerinandro ianao a tsy tafavoaka foana.
Amen.
Yeah.
You see, even if all of your debts were cancelled,
hitanao na hoe voaloadola raha ny trosanao rehetra,
there was still a problem.
De mbola misy olana.
Because you still just earn 10 and you need 100.
Satria ianao a ray alina no ampidirinao a nefany a ny fandaninao a ray etsy.
Amen.
Maro zay a.
Now let me explain to you. Let's go back to the shadow.
Donc iverina kely tsika any amin'ilay aloka.
In the Old Testament,
Tam Testamenta taloha,
the whole sacrificial system,
ilay fomba fanao amin'ny fisoronana,
there was the great high priest.
De misy ilay mpisoronbe, mpisorona lehibe.
You know, he was dressed in beautiful blue and white and a nice hat.
Izy a manao satroka tsara tarehibe a dia manao akanjo misy mangamanga dia misy fotsifotsi ny sisa.
He was the anointed of God.
Izy ilay voahositr'Andriamanitra.
To go and sacrifice.
Dia manao izy a ilay manao fisoronana.
Once a year.
Indray mandeha isan-taona.
On behalf of the people.
Mba hisolo toerana amin'ny olona rehetra.
So that their debts could be temporarily sorted out.
Mba ho voaloadola ny trosan'ireo olonareo a amin'ny fotoana.
Now this man,
de io olona io a, io rangahy io,
at the bottom of his dress,
ao amin'ny eny ambanin'ny akanjony eny,
he had these belts,
de misy lakilosy kely,
and then he also had a rope around him,
de misy tady manodidina anazy.
It's a nice, some of you should dress like that, eh?
Sasany aminareo tokony tafitahaka an'izany angamba ne, mahafinaritra be ilay izy.
So what happens is he goes in there once a year.
De zavatra mitranga de mandeha miditra ao anatin'ilay izy izy a indray mandeha isan-taona.
And I think he was probably quivering.
De za mieritreritra tena nangovitra.
Because he went into the temple.
Satria miditra ao anatin'ilay temple izy.
Where the ark was.
Lay misy an'ilay ark.
Where the presence of God was.
Hoe ao ny fanatrehan'Andriamanitra.
And he went to go and offer the blood for the people.
De ao izy any manao fisoronana mandatsatsa ho an'ny vahoaka.
Now outside the people were standing there waiting.
De ao ivelana ny andro daholo ny olona rehetrarehetra.
Listening.
Mihaino eny.
To to hear the bells.
Because
as long as the bells went,
they
knew he was still alive.
Because
if he didn't perfectly follow exactly how God wanted things to be done,
he would have
died.
And
you can't just go in there and take him out, you'll die too.
That's why he had a
rope.
If there's
no more bells,
they
can pull him out.
Then they probably
say, okay, who wants to go next?
No,
it just shows us just that is the whole shadow of how things had to be.
But man,
when the high priest came out,
it meant
that God accepted the sacrifice.
And the
people rejoiced
because
God accepted their sacrifice and their debts were
cancelled. Now the problem was
they continued to make more and
more debts because it was only a
temporary solution.
Again, a beautiful
picture,
beautiful
shadow of
Jesus.
Why do we know that God accepted Jesus' sacrifice?
How do we know it?
How do we know
the
high priest was accepted?
He came out
alive.
The fact that Jesus came
alive, was raised from the dead.
Is like nasanda tafiamu fafatesa na nzanga
kuver. That he is risen.
La is like nzanga.
It means that God accepted us his sacrifice.
Dik sewe nekena remanta le fisuruna na taun.
And not a sinful man like the high priest.
Artsita kan le ipsuruna peze bola paluta yan.
Not a man with a sinful nature.
Selai ulumbel na miara kam tuetra manuf.
Not a man with the blood of an animal.
Selai ulumbel la mtunja randib.
But our perfect Jesus,
Jesus,
the perfect Lamb, not the blood of animals, giving his own blood once and for all to cancel all our debts before
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Which means what?
There
remains no more debts outstanding. If
you're
in Christ, your debts are paid. If
you're
in Christ, you are like this now. If you're in Christ, you are like this now. Righteous. Justified. Just as if you've never sinned. Because Jesus died the death. He paid the price so that you and I can now come into the presence of God. Not once a year, but every second of every day you can come into his presence.
Faisa te gondra isanant. Amen. Amen.
So you see how the high priest, the sacrificial system, the most privileged man in Israel, only once a year
he could come
into God's presence. Now we
Fa isika amin'izao fotoana izao.
We are in Christ.
Izay ao amin'i Kristy.
Can live in the presence of God.
Dia afaka miaina eo amin'ny fanafehan'Andriamanitra.
He says God does not live anymore by temples built by human hands.
Dia hitanao hoe Andriamanitra tsy mitoetra ao amin'ilay tempoly izay namboarin'ny tanan'ny olombelona.
But man has become the dwelling place of God.
Fa ny olombelona dia lasa fitoeran'Andriamanitra.
God now lives in you and me by the Spirit of God.
Ao amin'ny fanahin'Andriamanitra dia miaina ao anatinao Andriamanitra amin'izao fotoana izao.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what sin means?
Azonao hoe inona ny dikan'ny fahotana?
Sin means I keep falling short of the mark.
Dikan'izay dia tena hoe tsy mahatratra an'ilay tanjona foana.
Do you know what an archer is?
Fantatra hoe ohatrana hoe inona izany inona re?
Shoots an arrow?
Tsipiky.
You know that?
Tsipiky. Fantatra hoe?
You know what that is?
Fantatra hoe ve ilay tsipiky?
And that is, you see, outside of Christ, like the old system, the shadow, even without best efforts, even if I have the strongest arm in the world, and I try and shoot my best efforts to hit the target, to try and live that life God requires of me by myself. It says the arrow keeps missing the mark.
It keeps
falling short of the target. But then Jesus came. And he hit the target. Once and for all. Now that in Christ, I hit the mark every time. Because Christ has hit the mark for me.
Amen.
No longer do I have to try and hit that mark. I can now live in the presence of God. I can live closely to God. Clothed in the righteous robes of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You see, that's why we are saved through the Jesus' blood. Because his blood was a sign to God that his life had been given as a substitute, as a payment for our debts. Amen.
Amen.
You see, this system of sacrifice, the whole system we see in the Old Testament, was only there to delay until Christ could come. Like Kim said last night, God didn't give them those 2,500 laws, so they could try and save themselves by keeping those laws. He gave them those things so they could see how sinful they really are. So they could see how they keep falling short of God's standard. So that they would cry out for a Savior. Lord, we cannot do it, it's impossible. It's like someone in the water.
What now? We're not crying and bullying.
They can't swim. And they cry out for help. And they're trying to swim, but they're busy drowning. And here comes someone with a boat. And he throws me a rope. And he throws me a rope. Oh, and I grab hold of that rope. And I pull out of that rope. And he pulls me inside the boat. You see, friends, that's what Jesus What God did through Jesus for us. In our desperate state, we feel like we're drowning under our sins. He threw us the rope of Jesus. And he pulled us with him into the boat. So we can be safe with him.
Batunga tsika anana security na anana fazaunatko aunaz.
You see, that's why the cross. You've got the upper beam.
Mission line akray mtsatoka miakatra.
And you've got the cross beam.
The mission akray lay made mtsvala.
And it's really like the two arms of the cross.
The otnwe lay sandra na kruan'ny azvijaliana le izy.
With Christ in the middle.
The Christine eo afovoany.
The one side of the cross.
The milana anakray eto amin'ny azvijaliana.
The one arm of Christ.
Lay tanana anakray ny Kristy.
Extends to the past.
Misitona avy any amin'ny lasa.
The other arm of Christ.
De lay tanana anakray ny Kristy.
Extends to the future.
De misitona makany amin'ny ho avy.
And now they are all joined together in Christ.
There is rurewa tafakambana awam Christi daul.
Now the old and the new covenants are joined together in Christ.
Kan fanekena talusan fanekena vovawa dia votamba tana kraya awam Christi.
And that is what God gave us. You know this picture we see here.
Desanya tunan meza na dimancha an laisarza ita tsike.
We see in Hebrews.
Isa ita tsike awam Hebrew.
That is how Jesus became.
Desanya na tunan Jesusi.
He takes our past.
When nakani lasa tsik.
He takes our future.
Then nakani wav tsika yanko.
And he brings us into the presence of God.
The waiting tsika retra retra we on fana tena de man.
Amen.
Amen.
You know they say on the cross.
Danarosa on the sand. Because lasa veto on the hospitalina.
Like I told you yesterday.
Takani sako na rota mal.
Man sinned.
When we na nota do well.
God had to find a way to punish sin.
Are de manta tsy maintsy manasaza ny ot
but to show grace to the sinner.
Fambane ony fasoavana amin'ny mpanota.
And it was on the cross.
De teo amin'ny azvijaliana.
The justice of God.
Ny fahamarinana de manta.
Punishing sin.
Zay manameroka ny ot.
And the mercy of God showing grace to the sinner.
De nefa ny famindrapona de manta maneho fasoavana amin'ny mpanota.
Where justice and mercy kissed.
We yewa lay famarinana sin famdrapo no mifanoroka.
How they came together.
We miaraka mitambatra.
Amen.
Amen.
So sorry. So Jesus' sacrifice.
Ka Jesosy de natao sorona.
In conclusion.
Ho famaranana.
Was far better than the old covenant sacrifices.
Tena tsara lavitra no resorina rehetra tao amin'ny akata fanekena taloha.
And I want to encourage you.
Arzade tia fahierena reo.
To go and read the book of Hebrews.
Wemba dana fakiun bukri Hebreo.
To see how Jesus fulfilled every one of those things.
We an aitana reo Jesus tena atateraka andro zavatra tsirairay avy reo
and brought us into a life that far exceeds what we see in the Old Testament.
Then tonda tsika fiainana izay mihoatra lavitra no reo hitatsika ao amin'ny testamenta taloha.
You see, there are still so many Christians.
Itana reo mbola betsaka reo kristianina
that are trying to bite.
Izay miezaka mikaitra.
The shadow of the hamburger.
Kaiksan lay alkulay hamburger.
They try to bite just the shadow.
Meza kan manaiksan lay alkan lay hamburger.
They just want to live on the old things.
Tiyanan le zavata talu futsin.
Which was just the shadow.
Say this alka futsin.
Now my friends.
Zorna.
Now we now live.
So tike se miyena.
On the fullness of what Christ purchased for us.
Om fata teran zavata na ton Kristi.
We live in the real thing.
Tsika le miaina amin'ny zavatra tena izy.
We live off the word of God.
Miaina amin'ny fitenin'Andriamanitra.
The Spirit making it alive to us.
Ary ny fanahin'Andriamanitra mahatonga le izy ho velo.
And we grow and we eat from the things of God.
Ary tsika dia mihinana an'ilay zavatra avy ao amin'Andriamanitra.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me say lastly.
Tiny zavatra resahako farana.
Another shadow.
Alka hafa.
You know in the Old Testament.
Tanao amin'ny testamenta taloha.
We saw Israel.
Ida tsika hoe Israely a
just as they were about to be delivered from Egypt.
tamin'ny fotoana hoe anafana ny zareo avy tao Egypta mihitsy.
Just before the 10th plague.
Talohan'ny loza folo.
What does Moses say to them?
Inona ny zavatra andraisany Moses taminy?
He says, go and sacrifice an animal.
De eny dana manova sorona, manova fanaritra, manova sorona biby anankiray.
You take your best.
De omeo izay tsara indrindra.
Sacrifice it.
Lay ataonao sorona.
You eat from it.
The one known is.
You take the blood.
The rice you grab.
And you put it on the doorpost.
Amen.
Amen.
Why?
So that when that angel comes, all the houses that doesn't have the blood on the doorpost,
there is a chance missing lay ra yom tulan baravaram.
In those houses, the firstborn died. From animal to people, even Pharaoh's son, the animals, the people, Pharaoh's son.
Avianan zanaka bibia nani zanak farao.
Again, a beautiful picture.
The mani watsi yachana le sarte na mafnat.
Of how when we are saved.
We watsi na wana refa nufunzeni sija.
By faith we take the blood of Christ.
We am nufunzi ya demanzaya le ran Christi.
And we put it on the doorpost of our lives.
Apenda sija mtula barafaran fiena sija le is.
So that when the wrath of God comes.
Karefa utunga ni fate zera na deman.
We are safe.
Demas wat.
We are covered. We are protected.
Aruvan sija.
Because like the people in Noah's ark.
The flood couldn't
touch those who were inside the ark. And in the same way, if you're in Christ, nothing can touch you. Nothing can come against you. Because you are with him. So how does the sacrifice now work in the new covenant?
Kaom ni fanekena vavode otina hoana ny fomba fiasan'ny lay sorona.
Because many people still try to keep all these old laws.
Satria bezaka ny olona mezaka mitazona ny lay lalana taloha.
It's just a waste of time.
Fandany fotoana fotsiny.
Like I say, it's been fulfilled. Jesus did all those things.
Afaka miteny hoe efa nataony Jesosy daholo izany zavatra rehetra izany.
How do we now sacrifice in the new covenant?
Ahoana ny afataratsika ny sorona ho amin'ny fanekena vaovao?
How do we do it?
Ahoana ny fomba fanaotsika azy?
Do we still sacrifice animals?
Mbola mila mamono biby vetsika?
No,
no.
No, but Jesus was the sacrifice, complete sacrifice.
Satria Jesosy ilay fanatitra efa vita tanteraka.
Let's end by reading Romans 12 verse 1.
Ndaotsika marana anazy a ao amin'ny Romanina. Farumbe fula tienendini fa manandin voluan. First one,
yeah, just this one.
Kuam zan mangata kam nareo rala nunyam fam drapuna demant ba tur chaleon tena nareo fanatra vel la masin sita kan demant diafau fan pupa nae meti atanareo izan.
So what is Paul saying here?
Ina zavatra resan Paul eto.
In light of God's mercy.
Hoe nony amin'ny famindrapon'Andriamanitra.
In light of what Jesus has done.
Nony zavatra izay nataon'i Jesosy.
In light of his life, his death, his resurrection.
Nony amin'ny fiainany sy ny fahavatesany ary ny fitsanganany tamin'ny maty.
If you understand what he's done.
Razonao tsara ny zavatra efa vitany.
You understand the magnificent price that was paid for your salvation.
Razonao tsara hoe tahakany ahoana ny vidina loha tamin'ny famonjenanao.
If you believe this,
rehefa inoanao ity,
this is what you should do.
De ity ny zavatra tokony ataonao.
This is the right response.
Ity ny zavatra tokony avalinao.
Now you offer your bodies, your life.
Zao de atolotra ny fiainanao, ny tenanao.
As a living sacrifice to God.
Ufanatra vela ho an'Andriamanitra.
Holy and pleasing to God.
Masina sy mendrika sitrak'Andriamanitra.
This is how we worship God now.
Izay ny fomba fitsahoantsika an'Andriamanitra.
This is how we sacrifice to God now.
Izao ny fomba fisoroanantsika eo an'Andriamanitra.
We give our time.
Omentsika ny fotoanantsika.
We give our money.
Omentsika ny volantsika.
We give ourselves.
Omentsika ny tenantsika.
as an act of worship to God. We say, Lord, I belong to you. You have bought me. You have paid the price. I'm no longer my own. And now I give myself completely to God. A total devotion to God. Everything we have, everything we own.
Zavatra reta reta nana tiki, zavatra reta reta atiki.
God is all yours.
The usi tiki we anau dolre wande manta.
Tell me what? How can I serve you with my life, Lord?
The tene no am tupo inan zavatra fa akumanu pono yom fiena.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, everything belongs to God anyway, friends.
Na zana zane ran zavatra reta ne tiana de manta dolre.
Everything is His.
Anas dolre zavatra reta.
But He asks us.
Fan zavatra anga tane tiki.
This is what we can give Him. We can give Him our hearts. We can live completely to Him. Amen.
Amen.
Good, let's stand. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for these magnificent things. Lord, what you did to secure our salvation. Lord, I thank you for Jesus. How you gave us your best. And I pray the same way that this church will be known as a people in light of your mercy to them.
Amen.
Thank you.